Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is your host, Alexia Leachman, and thank you so much for joining me today. Now, today's show is all about when other people drive you nuts, but really it's your fault. Yeah, now I guess that's going to intrigue you a little bit. But before I move on to talking about other people driving you nuts and why that is actually your fault, I just want to first share a lovely message that I had from somebody this week. And it was from someone who's just tried doing some head trash clearance on herself for the first time. And this is what she said to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have just self-head trashed for the first time. In 15 minutes, I'm all wiped out, but feeling relief. Such a powerful tool. Now, I wanted to share that with you so you can hear how other people are getting on. Now, because I always want to hear how you're getting on. So whenever you've tried clearing head trash, just please feel free to get in touch. And you can either email me directly through the site at hello@headtrash.co.uk or just tweet me at, you can find me at Alexia L, that's one word, A-L-E-X-I-A and then L, or head_trash. So really, follow us, tweet me, please let me know how you get on with this. And also, if you're having any problems with it or don't understand it or need a little bit of clarity, then just please feel free to get in touch. Anyway, over and now let's start the show. So when other people drive you nuts and really it's your fault, what on earth am I on about? Well, first of all, I just want to sort of touch on the idea that when people drive you nuts and you respond to that, who's really losing out? And what I want to sort of invite you to consider is actually when other people are driving you nuts and then you respond in a negative manner, that you're the only one that's really going to lose out in the long term. Because ultimately, people around you are going to drive you nuts. You're not going to be able to change that. Well, actually you are, but we'll get to that in a bit. And if you continue manifesting that kind of behaviour and behaving in that way, then people are going to, well, they're not going to want to be around you so much. You know, if you're always stressed or shouting or being curt or abrupt, they're just not going to want to hang around you. And whether that's in your personal life or in your work life. And so the less that you're invited to be involved in whatever sort of project meetings or going to the pub or whatever it is, then your reputation will kind of develop from that as being somebody that's a little bit narky, a little bit short-tempered or whatever it is that or stressed or frustrated. And people don't want that kind of person around them because people have got their own stresses, right? They don't need somebody else coming along and sapping their energy. So you don't want to be that person. So it's important that you kind of deal with this, right? So thankfully, you know, listening to what I've got to say coming up soon is going to be what you need to hear. And so when you find that you develop this bit of a reputation for being somebody that is just not the kind of person you want to be around, eventually, you know, you'll soon get to a place where maybe if you're a freelancer or you have your own business or whatever and you get invited or involved less and less on projects because you're just, well, basically a pain in the bum to be with, or you don't get invited out for drinks or to dinner parties because, again, you're not the person that they want to be sat next to, then soon your life starts drying up a little bit. And if that's work, then suddenly work dries up and then money starts drying up. And before you know it, you've got a full-on nightmare stress situation on your hands where all those things that enrich our lives, you know, the contact with others, having money so we can sort of do what we want to be doing, and then the buildup of stress, you know, eventually you're going to be really, really miserable. So, and this can all start by responding negatively to those people around you. So, hey, let's stop this in its tracks. Let's deal with it right now. So, when other people drive you nuts, what on earth is going on there? And how could it possibly be your fault? I'm sure that's what you're thinking, right? So, let's imagine for a minute. somebody does something that winds you up. So maybe you're driving along and somebody cuts you up in the traffic. Or maybe you're in a supermarket and the person in front of you is doing everything really slowly. They get their wallet out really slowly, then they get their bank card out and then they drop it on the floor. And you're standing there twiddling your thumbs, like thinking, will you get on with it? You know, whatever is happening, you're the one. Suddenly, whether you've been cut up in the traffic or standing in the queue at the supermarket, the actions of somebody else is driving you nuts. And just imagine one of those situations. You can kind of feel that rage rising inside, can't you? The adrenaline starts pumping, your breathing might speed up, you might start frowning. You know, all this kind of stuff starts taking over, and those emotions, as they build up inside you, before you know it, you might sort of look like, you know, this crazy creature that's just crawled out of the bog. And you look like, you know, you're a bit of a raging fiend. Now, I do exaggerate, I admit. However, what's going on there? This is you creating that, okay? There are always going to be people that are operating at a slightly different pace than you and doing different things and behaving in a different way. So the trick here isn't trying to change all those people in the world around you. It's actually changing how you respond to the world around you. Because then, if you can change how you're responding, then you'll stay really nice and calm and you won't become that really annoying, angry person that people have grown to hate, possibly, right? So are there any types of people that you can think of in your life that really wind you up? The people that really drive you nuts? And who are they and what are they doing to drive you nuts? Okay, because that's the beginning of finding the answer as to how to sort this out. So for example, I'll share with you a personal example so that you can really kind of see what I mean. So when I was referring to the slow person at the checkout, I'm speaking from personal experience because those people drive me witless. And I'm also fairly annoyed by people who walk really slowly on pavements. And maybe those that drive really slowly too, you know, the people that are driving at 10 miles below the speed limit. You know, in my head, there's a speed limit and that's, you can drive at least as fast as a speed limit. So at least do that, you know, let's not drive at half the speed limit. So what's the common thread with all these scenarios? The common thread here is that I like to do things fast and slowness winds me up. You've probably picked that up from maybe the pace that I speak. You might, the slow people among you might think, I wish he'd slow down. And that's tied to one of my values. And this is where it all starts getting very juicy and very meaty. And certainly that's, you know, values are where a lot of our head trash comes from. And one of my values is efficiency. So with my background in business, you know, one of the things I had to do a long time ago in a marketing, when I was in marketing, was I had to streamline the new product development process, the time we had to bring a product to market. And I managed to reduce it from 9 months to 3 months. So you can imagine the increased profit that we could deliver as part of the business. And I was measured on that. And thankfully, because I got efficient in my DNA, I was good at doing that. I like finding the quickest way to make something happen. And as a side note, this is why I like this technique so much, because it's quick. And so I was very good at finding little shortcuts because efficiency is very important to me and I value it. So because I value efficiency so much, the idea of walking somewhere really slowly, when if you walked a little bit faster, you would actually burn more calories, which means I have to spend less time at the gym and I'd be there in a quicker time than I would if I dawdle. You know, so in my head, it makes a lot more sense to walk really quickly on a pavement as opposed to sort of wandering really slowly, you know, meandering, stopping, opening my bag in the middle of pavement, carrying on, looking into windows. This isn't the kind of walk I do on pavements. I just set a path, plan at least 20 yards ahead, how I'm going to navigate all the obstacles that lie ahead so I can get there as quickly as possible. Now, admittedly, that might not be everybody's style. However, that's tied to my values of trying to do things as efficiently as possible. So if anything gets in my way to prevent me from doing that, I am going to get really, really annoyed. And because it's a value of mine and I value that personally, if people are trying to stop me, I might actually take that personally. And that's what happens with our values. When people tread on our values or they come into conflict with them, we often take that as a personal attack. So when you take something as a personal attack, that's when the creature from the bog rises up inside of you and you get really angry and you start getting stressed and you might get rude and you might start being abrupt. Suddenly, all that stuff comes up because you are receiving that, perceiving that as a personal attack. So what I want you to do is just think about that situation or those situations, if you have many of them, that are happening in your life where other people are driving you nuts. What are they doing to drive you nuts? And what might be the value of yours that's tied to that? Because if you can figure out what the value is that's lying behind that, then you are onto the solution. And then what you need to do with that value is then take the value and insert it into our 10 head trash clearance mantras that are part of our 5-step process. Download the freebie off the homepage if you haven't already, but that's what you need to do. So for example, for me, efficiency, which is still on my head trash clearance to-do list, by the way, would be one that I still need to work on because I still get annoyed by slow pinchers. And that would enable me, once I'd taken the edge out of that, to be a lot more open around people that are slow, people that would take their time and be more appreciative of them doing that and not receive that as such a personal attack. And so the minute that you're not responding in such a angry manner or stressed manner means that suddenly these things don't annoy you anymore. They're just a little bit more, well, you just feel neutral about them. That's essentially what we do with this technique, is we create neutrality around something. And so when you're feeling neutral about something, you're a bit, well, yes, we can go for it or we don't have to go for it. I don't mind, I'm neutral. It's either way, you're not bothered, as opposed to, don't be so slow, this is really getting on my nerves. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Because if you can try and identify all these areas in your life where people are driving you nuts and then gradually eradicate them, then suddenly life becomes a lot more, well, calm, happy, enjoyable, stress-free. You're able to put your best self forward more often because you're not getting annoyed so much. And all in all, this is where happiness lies, that ability to just not have stuff affecting you in the same way. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope that that's given you a bit of an insight as to how you can start eradicating those, well, not the people necessarily that are driving you nuts, because you wouldn't want to eliminate them, but certainly their ability to drive you nuts. Because you might find that, for example, at work, suddenly you get on with people that you thought you didn't like them, and it was only because they were doing something that was really affecting and conflicting with one of your core values. So by eliminating that trigger point within you, suddenly you might find that you get on much better with people at work. You might suddenly find that you're able to do a much better job. Suddenly you might find that because you're doing a much better job and you seem to be getting on with more people, hey, you might get a promotion. You might suddenly get invited to get involved in projects more or whatever it is. You know, suddenly you might be invited more out on social things because you're not the person that everybody, you know, has an argument with or gets grated the wrong way with, you know. So that's the kind of impact that you can expect to achieve by eliminating these little trigger points that are in your life. And so I just want to leave you with a final thought. When you have those people around you that you think are driving you nuts, how about thanking them for highlighting to you the thing that you need to work on? Because actually, that's what they're doing. They're showing you what you need to do to yourself. They're showing you something inside of you that needs to be healed. And without them, you wouldn't know that it needed to be done. So they're giving you a gift. So be grateful for the gift that they are giving you. Take it with open arms and do something with it. Don't let it go to waste. And on that thought, I will leave you and see you next time. Bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. So now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.